and we're already doing this right now by marketing specific products or specific designs during 4th of July or holidays or anniversaries of big events. In the future, the AI and technology will allow for these events to be much more immersive and impressive. These themed events, you know, instead of a sale at a store celebrating, I don't know, the anniversary of like walking on the moon or something, the moon landing, we can have an entirely AR experience. Maybe a tech company like SpaceX, if it's still around, or the future SpaceX wants to market their products. Maybe they'll market their suit for the colonies on the moon or on Mars, or since it's the moon landing anniversary event, it'll be on the moon, I imagine. And you get to try it out before people even arrive to the colony or something crazy like that. I don't know. You know, and we're definitely doing this today, but it can be done, I think, more subtly and effectively in the future with AI, just about like everything I think can in a much more personalized manner. For instance, the way in which we all feel urgency might be different. Maybe, you know, maybe it would be more effective to display it in minutes versus days versus hours, depending on the person. And maybe that can be, or maybe some people would rather have the timing replaced and express the urgency in price differences instead of the time that's left. Each person probably feels urgency differently. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are diving back into our marketing futurism series with part four today. Today, we're going to talk about temporal marketing with AI, basically time-focused marketing with AI, or marketing based on triggered events at certain moments in time. As marketers know, it's all about trying to time our delivery of our content or ads so that our consumers or our prospects see the right content at the right time. That's been, you know, an age old or basically a practice or the goal of digital marketing for the last decade or so, basically. With current marketing technology, we've gotten pretty close to being able to do that, to being able to schedule communications when we think our prospects are ready to hear from us. But what we're going to talk about today is the possible future of sending marketing communications at the right time, and just how much more timely or how much more contextual we're going to be able to get with AI. So let's start trying to look into the future here. If you have listened to any of the other marketing futurism episodes, you know these are basically episodes where I just get to go through and ask what if questions. What if this happened with AI in the future? And what if this happened? And how would this affect marketing and daily life even? If AI goes in this direction, etc. So maybe I'll start calling these episodes like the what if episodes or something. From a marketing standpoint, if we can do highly temporal, highly timing focused communications, we want to do it with an end goal in mind. We know that if we can send the right communication, and this has been the goal of digital marketing and especially outbound or, you know, technically inbound advertising and marketing as well. If we can send the right communications, we want to do it with a purpose. We want to know that if we can send the right communication at the right time, it's going to increase conversion rates or it's going to add a personalization touch that we want to implement in our assets or our communications, and hopefully give us that competitive edge as a marketing department. So even in the future, we want to make sure that when we're doing these things, those are kind of the goals that we're keeping in mind. I would imagine, you know, unless we're all entirely replaced by AI and marketing is no longer a thing anyway. But until then, we'll want to focus on those traditional marketing goals with our hyper time personalized marketing as well, of course. Anyway, the first type of temporal future marketing that I want to conceptualize a little bit is, I guess I'll call it AI-powered circadian marketing, where our marketing messages are literally synchronized with our consumers' biological rhythms and daily routines. We no longer have to guess about the daily routines, like when our prospect woke up or when they're feeling hungry. So, you know, right now we'd probably send advertising for breakfast or coffee or whatever it might be between the hours of, like, I don't know, 5 and 9 a.m. or something, because that's when people are waking up. But now we can literally send it right when each of our individual prospects are waking up, because we're plugged into, whether it's via biotechnology or some other wearable, we're plugged into their vitals and their body circadian rhythms and stuff like that. For example, when our prospect does wake up, or shortly after, I guess, we could serve them that ad about coffee or about a coffee brand or a breakfast food. And again, we're likely serving these ads on whatever device has essentially replace a cell phone in the future, whether that's a home device, a smart home device, or maybe just your home's AI or a wearable or an AI pair of glasses, who knows? Another big part of well-timed content creation is the ability to form an emotional connection with your prospects or users. You can be right there with them in the moment of whatever they're experiencing. Or you can reach out to prospects or users with marketing messages that are culturally relevant or very localized or locally relevant to them. If something is top of mind, topical, or very relevant, it's going to be much more shareable and much more engaging. Kind of backing off the sci-fi future type of temporal marketing, as I'm calling it or coining it, I guess, and focus on marketing that highlights historical moments. And we're already doing this right now by marketing specific products or specific designs during 4th of July or holidays or anniversaries of big events. In the future, the AI and technology will allow for these events to be much more immersive and impressive. These themed events, you know, instead of a sale at a store celebrating, I don't know, the anniversary of like walking on the moon or something, the moon landing, we can have an entirely AR experience. Maybe a tech company like SpaceX, if it's still around, or the future SpaceX wants to market their products. Maybe they'll market their suit for the colonies on the moon or on Mars, or since it's the moon landing anniversary event, it'll be on the moon, I imagine. And you get to try it out before people even arrive to the colony or something crazy like that. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say. We can create much more immersive, much more personalized events around historical, whether it's dates or holidays, anniversaries, whatever it might be. Okay, getting back into the real time, kind of more impressive types of future marketing, which we are pretty close to being able to do this stuff right now. But I think the seamlessness and naturalness of the experience in the future will be entirely different. For example, instead of being served like a push notification on your phone, your assistant or your home or your wearable will simply speak directly to you. And maybe it'll speak, or it can vibrate like right behind your ear or something. And so only you can hear it, and it's not even audible to other people or something like that. Anyway, for those real-time event-triggered marketing, AI would be perfect. It's basically watching along with you when you're watching a sports game or award shows or whatever it might be. And much like we do in today's sports games, if your team like scores a touchdown or hits a home run, you get a free hot dog the next day or that week or something. Much like that, we can do deals that happen based on real-time events, but are much more personalized and much more marketable to a large audience than something like just a hot dog or a food item. Instead of maybe it's just a discount on a sporting goods product for the next 30 minutes, or a product that the company serving these time ads knows will align well with the moments in an event and also with their target customer. And this kind of gets into, and even then the deals can be so much more real time that maybe it's a deal that only goes on until like the next inning of the game, or for the next 30 minutes, or for the next hour of the show, or one episode, something like that, which kind of gets into another aspect of this temporal marketing, which is limiting the access to a product or service, like limited or time limited marketing, I guess, creating a sense of urgency around the product or service that you're selling. And we're definitely doing this today, but it can be done, I think, more subtly and effectively in the future with AI, just about like everything I think can, in a much more personalized manner. For instance, the way in which we all feel urgency might be different. Maybe, you know, maybe it would be more effective to display it in minutes versus days versus hours compared, depending on the person. And maybe that can be, or maybe some people would rather have the timing replaced and express the urgency in price differences instead of the time that's left. Each person probably feels urgency differently. And I think AI will be able to judge that much more accurately than our current CRMs with, you know, multiple, given quite a few data points. But still, I think AI will be a bit more successful in that type of computing. Another type of real-time triggered marketing that pops into my head is marketing based on weather, something that is definitely possible right now and absolutely being done with the right tech stack and creative enough marketers and programmers. But again, you add in the capabilities of AI to scale that to something that's instantaneous and personalized for each user. And I think it becomes much more interesting than just selling umbrellas when the forecast happens to call for a rainy week or a rainy month or something like that. Continuing on that train of thought, if we were able to significantly change time limits, deals, or offerings, which again is something we can do right now with A/B testing and a lot of SaaS marketing SaaS tools out there, but if it can be again done one to one for millions of users, or you know, whoever is accessible on these marketing platforms in the future, millions of users, I think it becomes astronomically more powerful. And each user could technically be served a different offering, a different ad. And we get into some pretty sketchy gray areas as far as maybe business practices and pricing practices. You know, you probably can't be offering different people different prices for a product at the same time. Maybe you can. I don't know. I'll have to do some legal studying on that one. But anyway, so yeah, you start getting into the area of like consumer protection and all of those things. But hey, we're just imagining a possible future here, not advocating or throwing our eggs in any basket as far as hyper-personalized marketing that is going to be ethically questionable. But like I said, maybe prices start to change like on the hour in the marketplace instead of by the month. Again, I'm not in retail, so I don't really know how often prices change or shift already. Maybe they do shift every single day, or how often they need to. Like, you know, prices are higher during a certain time of day. But maybe in the future, you know, prices are going to be higher during certain times of days, and it's much more personalized, or I should say, much more accurately controlled via AI. And this is already being done, I think, in certain food restaurants, I believe. I think it was Wendy's that I heard about a little while ago that was going to start charging surge rates or busy rates during lunchtime or mealtimes. I'm not sure if they're still doing that. Let me know if you're a Wendy's person and you're still up in arms about their surge pricing. So that practice, while it's not very popular with consumers right now, I don't think, is already underway. Okay, we talked about some concepts or ideas that aren't quite possible yet in today's episode, but I think we covered a lot of concepts or ideas that are actually already being practiced. Not the concept themselves aren't cutting edge, but they are super popular or best practices in marketing right now. And as far as personalization goes, particularly with time-based personalization, specific time-specific personalization. But again, as with almost everything in this world, as we're learning, if you throw AI into the mix, things become much more interesting very quickly. And the potential impact and effectiveness of these hyper-personalized, time-personalized marketing strategies become way more, again, interesting much more quickly, which is why I love it so much. Whether we're talking about marketing or just AI in general. And I do like these episodes because I get to go on a little nerd tangent about just AI in general. Hopefully you guys find them somewhat entertaining and enjoyable as well. Let me know. Leave a comment. Leave a review. Any feedback is much appreciated and super helpful. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.